Unless some other reason. Okay. I'm gonna go off this though. I don't like this. Okay. We should be on. Okay. Zadi Gimel, Amra Neshama, Aval Ha'elef HaShvi, V'chidush Ha'olam, Ha'loyim Dvar Ne'alam Yaseinu, Ve'ich Nedaber Mehem. How am I supposed to understand what goes on during the Elef HaShvi? Now, the answer is maybe you're not,
Right.
but if you want us to relate to it, am I supposed to relate to what goes on in the Elef HaShvi? Amra HaSeich Ha'adra, Aval Nedaber Mehem. We're not going to. In a chanami. I'm going to put in the bone mass of judgment. Learned Abraham of a Mitzvah Shel Hazmanim. What? This is my notes. Where is that film? Oh, thank you. Sure. Then it's just a bookmark. Okay. Adab, lo nedaber mehem, aval metzias shel hazman ma ila vinyanu bchlal yadanu vaday, vizehu ma sha'anu oimrim minyan haguf v'neshama. Ach, prote hazman ma ila, vaday yi efshar lanu lahasigam, the details we will not know, or the das oisam klal, rak hazman shel shita af yishinin ha'ila, hu anoy galanu umusik v'prote, only the 6,000 years do we understand, vazi yisov inyanenu v'dibrinu v'dat prote, and that's what we're going to get into details about. Ushtey hazman ha'achim, which is the seventh shvi, the elf ha'shvi, plus the tikkun, afterwards, neidoy mark b'chal, we can understand the general concepts, shem hazmanim, sh'aguf oivet shlitos, it's when the guf loses its control over the neshama, it's more about the neshama than the guf, and neshama zala yisana ha'rishon. Good. I think that was the first paragraph I understood in a while. Oh. Paragraph that says, "Don't worry, we're not going to really understand what we're talking about." Okay, got it. That I have down pat. Okay, now Sadie, so good. So let's talk about what we can talk about. That's my yeah. Good, understood. Into Tzadivav, Bris Harav Vigdarav. Do you have your saber with you?
I left it in short.
So. Omar HaSeichel. Ata yesh lanu lahavet ha-matzav ha-rishayin ashe lo-adam shehu b'yoyzeh b'yolam ha-zeh. Let's understand the purpose of man in this world. Haloi zeh zman avoydasoy. This is the zman of his avoyda. Ve'omra ma avoyda b'chlal. What is his avoyda? Kver bi'arnua shi ilaha v'erkola chisaren shenimtza b'briyasoy. It's to take away the entire chisaren in the briya. Hu hara ha-zeh asher motzui hu ata v'oymed le-hizbatal. Okay, so our job is to be maver the chisaron, which is the ra asher motzei hu ata va'omed lehizbatel. Ba'omnam al ha'odom hamas hazeh lehishtadel al bitulai mimenu b'rishayna. Ba'omnam, however, al ha'odom hamas hazeh is on the man lehishtadel al bitulai to get rid of it. Mimenu b'rishayna first va'achrav, and afterwards mikol abriya kula lefi mashen negi aloi. Uchamamor mezal. Chayav adam loy mar b'shvili nivra oilom. V'inyan zeh bi'aru zal b'medrash al pasuk ki chashalta b'avinecha zeh l'shayna Amar al-Simay Moshal l'tzur gavaya shayo oymer al prashas drachim. It's Moshal to a big stone u'b'nei adam nechshalom ba Amar al saseyu kima kima. Do what you can to knock it. So they said, it doesn't make sense. What? Right, so there's a big stone. Everybody knows that there's no way that we can get rid of the stone. So what do you say? Saseyu kima kima, get rid of it a little bit. Famous measures that everyone uses during the sex mitzvah. Because it's in the shea. Ki chasha halta. Ba'avinecha. Amna ma shetzor levar ato. Hu proti avoida. So it's amazing. Derek not that. Tikun adzal adam olam. So first thing first is. It's Kabbalistic. First thing is, you're not going to understand anything. Okay, so let's talk about what we understand. Okay, what you understand is you're supposed to get rid of the Ra, but you can't do that either. Because really, the Ra is impossible to get rid of without the Dishmaya. Okay. Now, he's going to say in the next paragraph a very important Chiddush. Okay, V'ulam. So he starts to take a paragraph. What is Ra? We're supposed to get rid of Ra. What is Ra? It's the thing that Ma she zag var tkhil hu in mit sirs araza. Shu a goyim le chol masa ha avoid azais. Which is goyim le chol masa ha avoid azais. Well a das kol gvulois of ma in yonu vitodois of ba meka yichai ha gadol. What is its power? Uva men has sasas in oisa koshim ha marazol. And how do we chip at it? Uva me yavar min oilem. How in the end will we get rid of it? Sounds like important questions. Vitiri ki zeu mitzius mechudosh lagami. Really, Ra has no pshat. Has no pshat, Ra. It's a mitzvah mechudesh legamri. She wrote of a chidesh oisah adon lenasis boi ben adam. It was created for the sole purpose to be defeated. Los islam mokum la avoida, so that you have what to defeat in this world. V'lo haya boi remez v'zeichem in a mitzvah hazeh. V'lo karav loy koydim she chidesh ha'odon baruch hu klal v'ikar. Without Hashem being mechadesh it, it would have no pshat whatsoever. Ki ha'odon baruch hu hinei hu tachlis ha'toiv v'ashlemus. Hashem is tachlis ha'toiv, so where's the room for Ra? Even though there are things which are Hashem created in the world, and they're toiv, but since they're toiv, then they have a pshat in this world. They make sense. And it makes a little bit of sense to Hashem. But evil, has no pshat at all. But the koyach of yecholtoi is sheyachol hamtzi af moshu hefech leimamish. You know, can God create a stone that he can't pick up? So can Hashem create something which he has, which really is the antithesis of his own mitzias? If his mitzias is toiv, how does the Kodesh Baruch Hu create Ra? And the answer is she'en b'chukah is baruch inyan mimenu klal. Lo'idia u'lehivada she'en li'acholto is baruch shum gvul. It's clear that Hashem has no gvul at all. V'hu ma she'omar ha'kosov yoytzer oyer boyer ra ani Hashem oyser kol eila. Even boyer ra. Omer hu yiz baruch she'em tziyo lo'im tziyo elele she'iz batal. I love that line. The purpose of Ra was to be in his battle. And Hashem only created it with the amount, and with the nature that it could be in his battle. To take from the Ra the Toiv. Is that the concept of Nitzoytzoys? Grabbing the Nitzoytzoys from every position. Everything is really created. For the Ra was Gufa created to be defeated. I have a feeling that if you explain this to me, I'll understand a lot of other stuff. I have one more introduction. What is that introduction? Is someone there coming for us? They would come in if they wanted to. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything comes with Hashpah. This is just so crazy. Wow. I just, at my 8 to 8:30, I was learning this Maamar Chazal from the Nefesh HaChaim. How he quotes it here, it's the same Maamar Chazal.
Which Maamar? The Rambam?
No, תראה, הנה דוגמה לזה הוא השפעה הכחובים, שידענו שהולידו כל עניין האילו מתחתן הזה. The mazal is control the lowest world, וכמאמר, אם אין לך כל עשב ועשב מלמטה, שאין לו מזל ברקיע, שמחבא מכה בוי, ואומר לו יגדל. וכמו שהביא הוזה בירושי. So there is no, there's nothing in the world that doesn't have a malach on top of it, or a mazal telling it to be gadel. Okay? So, ואומנם, אלה משפיעים לפי החוק שהטביע בהם הכל, ומשפיעים רק מה שמקבל ממנו. אך הכל הוא מקור כל השפע הנשפע. וואו. ופירוש הוזל בפרק עם בייז הזה, מקור מים חיים, אז השם, שיש גנבי, כי אם כל מקור חיים, שם דבר מלך, שפע המציאס. So נפש החיים explains this concept as this is what Baal Kol Koichis means. ובכל אין ינו מזל כאשר יסבור לנו שהוא בלתי גוף ובהסקיים שהכל פועלי, נאמר שהאוילה משפע הבויר נסחדש, ושהוא משפיע על הכל שנסחדש בוי. So, okay, remind me tomorrow to tell you what Baal Kol Koichis Kulo means. But what he's saying here is that every blade of grass has a mazel on top of it. What's a mazel? A mazel is a koyach that Hashem created to control certain amounts of teva. Now, what controls the mazel? A malach on top of the mazel controls the mazel. What controls the malach? Shbaruch. But eventually. So Mamela really, right? So like I gave a mashal. I gave a whole mashal. I want to give a mashal next week, tomorrow. Please remind me. Mashal by Baal Kol Koichis Kulo. Yeah. Very powerful stuff. It's unbelievable. I'm just learning this.
Shver Shemir.
Who?
Shver.
Oh.